You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Jean Purcell in for Rob Ferret.
It's our state news roundup. Today, new numbers on water levels in the Great Lakes and a look at how we spend our money on local roads in Wisconsin.
Noah Ovshinsky joins us every week at this time to talk about state news. Noah, welcome back to Central Time.
It's good to be here and happy pledge, Gene.
Well, thank you so much. Let's start out with water levels in the Great Lakes. This is a topic, I'll tell you, it's been in the news for the past several years in terms of low levels. But now the federal government has released some new data this week indicating that water levels are actually going up.
Yeah, things are changing, at least temporarily. According to the federal government, Lakes Michigan and Huron, which are connected physically, are up almost three and a half feet since January of 2013. Lake Superior is up almost 2.5 feet in the same time.
Now, those figures sound pretty big to me, but I am a layperson. So put this into context. How much higher are these than, say, compared to 2 years ago?
Right. So if you put this in historical context, simply put, there has never been a faster recovery in water levels in a 2-year time span we're talking about. At least since the 1800s.
Wow, that seems impressive.
Yeah, so it's a big and quick recovery in water levels.
And I think that's especially telling since a couple of years ago we were hearing stories about needing to dredge out deeper channels for ships and, you know, shorelines. I remember seeing some photos of cottages and all of a sudden their shores were way out there.
It's amazing. And if you look at the last 15 years, you know, the lakes were below their historic averages.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while there, it was looking like that was going to remain the case for the foreseeable future.
So what's going on here? Where's that water coming from?
Well, there frankly has been a lot more rain and snow in the Great Lakes region, and perhaps just as importantly, less evaporation. Now, evaporation is key here, and I hate to throw
out. Last winter, right?
Yeah, last winter. The Great Lakes were frozen, basically completely frozen. And when the lakes are frozen, when there's a lot of ice cover, that means there's simply less evaporation in the lakes. And so that's where some of that recovery came from.
So the question I think a lot of people now have on their minds, because a couple years ago, as I mentioned, looking at really low lakes, all of a sudden we've got some high water. The question is, do scientists know whether these levels are going to remain there?
Yeah, well, scientists, you know, will probably say these predictions are reliable up to about 6 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like to look beyond that because, you know, look like something like last winter when we had that Arctic blast. I mean, 6 months prior to that, you know, hydrologists could not have predicted that was going to happen. So if you look at the next 6 months, they say water levels in Lake Superior will stay about 10 inches higher than last year. Lakes Michigan and Huron will be at least 15 inches higher as well. And that's looking towards the next six months.
So finally, you know, I got to ask, is it good news or is it bad news?
Like so many things, Gene. It's both. Shippers are able to carry more cargo on the lakes when water levels are higher. Marinas, of course, require less dredging.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that at the top of the interview. Docks that were maybe unusable for some homeowners are now useful again because there's more water. On the other hand, a possible downside is there's a greater chance of erosion along the shoreline. In fact, the Army Corps of Engineers is already getting complaints from homeowners about increased erosion.
Wow. I mean, it does go to show you that things do make a difference like that. Well, moving on, some news in transportation funding. You know, we've been hearing a lot about this in the last few weeks, too. But this is a new report that I had not heard about regarding transportation funding in the counties.
Yeah. So this was a report released this week by the Wisconsin Taxpayer Alliance in cooperation with several county organizations. And basically, it looked at spending on local roads. And they found that per capita spending grew 0.5% since the year 2000 here in Wisconsin. And that compares to roughly 3.5% nationally. So basically their point being we're spending far less on local roads than we should be.
Why did the Taxpayers Alliance choose to do this report and then release it now?
Well, the timing is interesting because we are going into the next budget negotiation here. The Transportation Department has released its proposed budget and frankly, the transportation system here in Wisconsin, I'm going to call it a crisis. We have a funding crisis right now. People are driving less and cars are becoming more fuel efficient, which means we're collecting less revenue through gas taxes. And that means there's been less money to pay for road construction. And what the legislature and the governor has to deal with early next year is how are we going to pay for these roads? And right now there are, you know, competing proposals.
Yeah, so let's talk about what the counties and the Wisconsin Taxpayer Alliance want, and then maybe take a look at some of those competing proposals.
Right. So, you know, the local governments will argue that, you know, they want more investment in those roads because there are many more miles of local roads than there are state highways or interstates. And they've thrown out a few options. They don't really commit to either of them or all of them, but they do say that these are viable options. They would like a return to indexing the gas tax, which Wisconsin did until 2006. And that basically ties the price of gasoline, the tax rather, it's tied to inflation. They're also suggesting imposing the current 5.5% sales tax on gasoline purchases, potentially. And they also say that wheel taxes are another way of funding roads. And wheel taxes essentially are, they could be many things, but they are vehicle registration fees or other fees that is assessed by a city or another sort of local unit of government.
And so we've heard about some other funding suggestions, too. Most the ones that come to mind are from the Department of Transportation. Some suggestions in there for raising the gas tax. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce also proposing that. So lots of things to think about there, which means the governor has some decisions. So what's coming up next?
Hopefully compromise, mm-hmm. But a lot of disagreement. You know, there are a lot of legislators, especially now with the more conservative caucus in the assembly, who are weary of new taxes. And yet, you know, to pay for roads, the money has to come from somewhere. So is it going to be more bonding? Is that money for roads going to come from other budgets like education? Maybe it will come from one or more of the suggestions that the local governments made this week. You know, to be continued for sure. But I think this issue of transportation, it's not going away. And it's one that I think, you know, certainly the Wisconsin state government, as well as counties, are having to grapple with.
All right. And finally, we turn to another very interesting story out of the city of Beloit this week. There was a proposal there, and you're going to have to tell me a little bit more about this because I've heard it and then I saw it. I misheard it. There was a proposal in Beloit about allowing authorities into a home to search for a gun.
Voluntarily.
Voluntarily. Yeah, right. That's
all right. Yeah, right. So the Beloit Police Chief Norm Jacobs unveiled a plan last week to essentially curb gun violence in his community. And basically he wanted city residents to volunteer to have police search their homes. That was last week.
And so this week brings what news?
Yes. This week, the city of Beloit canceled the program really before it really had a chance to get off the ground.
So why did they do that?
City manager Larry Arf told WPR, you know, frankly, the plan wasn't vetted by the city's legal department. And the city manager indicated in that interview that there was a lot of concern in the community that the police were going to do some kind of sweep mm-hmm. or, you know, come into people's homes without permission to confiscate their guns. I mean, there was a lot of concern in the community.
And, it, you know, it's one of those stories that I imagine sparks an awful lot of interest.
A lot. And in WPR's case, it was a record amount of interest. In a testament of how interested the public is in this topic, our initial story on this mm-hmm. by Gilman Halstead, it was the most visited WPR story online this year.
Really?
In fact,
and the year is almost over.
And the year is almost over. Nearly 500,000 page views and something like 1,500 comments.
Well, that's saying something, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. I mean, this was certainly a hot topic for our audience.
Wow, very good. Well, Noah Ovshinsky, thanks so much for joining us.
It was good to be here. Thanks.
Noah Ovshinsky is the assistant news director here at Wisconsin Public Radio. He joins us this week at every time to talk about state news.